Thank you for tuning in. It's 12 minutes to 8. Every Friday we catch up with the godfather of rugby league and racing, Peter Volandis, and it's been a big week for Peter Volandis. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
You've had the whole of rugby league talking this week about this idea to split the competition in half with 18 teams instead of 16, and we would have essentially a Sydney conference and the rest. You say the chances of this happening are 50-50, but it sounds like you want it to happen.
No, not really, Ben. We are looking at all ideas. This idea was brought to us a number of times. You know, Phil Gould and Phil Rothfield and a couple of the coaches in Wayne Bennett brought it to us. It's an idea. We're going to certainly analyse it and develop it. It's not necessarily going to be a Sydney competition and the rest. The detail is what is important, and who is in each conference is important, and that detail has not been drafted as yet. So it's a bit early. It was a bit of a spark that turned into a bushfire, because we're presenting these ideas to our clubs and getting input from our clubs, and it evolved from having a 17th team in Brisbane.
Well, what you don't want to happen is rugby league standing still, right?
Absolutely. You've always got to look after your fan. And anything we do is for the fan. If the fans want it, we will do it. If it makes it more entertaining, provides more escapism for the fan, that's our prime objective. And any product that over the years that stood still has perished. And, you know, you've got to keep innovating. You've got to keep yourself relevant. And we'll do exactly that for rugby league.
You're consulting with the clubs at the moment. Have you got a timeline on when you want to make a decision on it?
Look, we're going to make a decision in July in relation to the 17th team in Brisbane. That's the first port of call. And if that happens, then we'll start looking at the 18th team. And then, you know, that'll take a couple of years. The two conference system is at least 4 years away. It's not going to happen overnight. And as I said, the devil's in the detail. And it's also got to produce additional revenues. It's got to return for the games. There's a lot of work to be done. But the first decision is, will there be a 17th team in Brisbane?
Greek Easter is celebrated this weekend. We just spoke to Spiro, who's the young man who you tried to poach from us last year. Thankfully, he stuck with us. What are you doing for Greek Easter?
Mate, watching rugby league, as I always do in Greek Easter. That's what I'll be doing.
Now, just another one. You've got a woman working for you at Racing New South Wales, Heidi Cathles, who I know well, and I know you love her work. She was impacted by the bushfires a year and a half ago because of families from Batlow. So it's apple season, because all of those apple farms were pretty much destroyed there. So I can tell you, to support all of those apple farmers, I've got some Cansey Batlow apples in my hands at the moment. We want to spread the word. I'm sure you're doing the same, that we want to encourage people in apple season at the moment to get some Cansey Batlow apples.
Look, anyone that hasn't tried the Cansey apple, self a favour and try it. It's something with a pink lady, or there's some interrelation breeding. I don't know exactly what it is, but what the final product is spectacular. That Cansey apple is the best apple I've ever eaten. I think Heidi got a $50 worth there.
Now, listen, I've got a mouthful of apple, so can you please throw to the traffic?
And here's the traffic.